healthcare is such a big part of our region, and of course, you know, our largest employer in this county is Glens Falls Hospital. And Hudson Headwaters, of course, is continuing to grow. So we have a very strong nursing program. We have already, we have some simulation labs that our nursing students use to train to be nurses. And when we met with our healthcare providers, we said, well, if you had an opportunity to use these simulation labs, would you, for your own employees? And they were ecstatic about that, and just really hasn't happened. And yet we would need to expand the footprint of those labs in order to really accommodate some of our community needs. They also indicated that if we could work with you more on using simulation earlier in a nurse's training career, we could actually make them more job ready earlier when they graduate, which in effect saves the hospital's money, saves time, because it can take sometimes 9 to 12 months to get even an RN that's just been freshly minted out of a college degree program ready to truly be on the floor, and we'd like to reduce that time. So we built in the simulation labs as part of the Workforce Readiness Center to not only prepare our nurses, but for our healthcare providers to utilize the asset to train their own workers, retrain them, do some more interdisciplinary training, which is really becoming a much more popular way to train healthcare providers. So we see that as a true asset of this building. And then the other piece of the building is going to be what we're calling right now kind of Business Central. So, you know, a one-stop place so that if I'm a local business and I want to connect with the college, I know that I can go there. I'll talk with someone that facilitate that work, and it could be anything from an internship to a job to I want to come in and speak with students about my industry, whatever that may be. And then also a place where we start to really develop this entrepreneurial and innovative mindset for our own students. So, student, you have an idea about how you want to take your idea to a business, you come to Business Central, we bring in resources, or we bring in our own resources to work with the students on, you know, how do you create a business plan? What's it like to market a product? Who could you meet in the region to maybe help fund that? And that this center becomes a place for that.
One thing that I noticed in some of the information that came out about this grant is that there will be Lyme disease research,
yes,
and testing going on in this facility.
Yes.
I wonder if you could discuss how SUNY Adirondack is becoming a research center for this disease.
Yep.
Around the world.
Yep. So we have been very fortunate to have a tremendous microbiology professor here, Holly Ahern, who also has a personal connection with Lyme's. And so between being a microbiologist and also caring a lot about what happens in terms of diagnosing Lyme's disease in a timely fashion, she's been really out in the community advocating for different ways to test and research at Lyme's disease, and also engaging some of her students in being able to look at the different ways that Lyme's disease is tested. In that work that she's done, she was connected with this lab that's in Germany that is doing the type of testing that many physicians feel is really much quicker and a much more accurate test for Lyme's. So what this lab was finding is they were getting more and more referrals from physicians in the United States, and a lot from this capital region, and certainly up here, given the preponderance of Lyme's, that they thought it would make sense to bring their, you know, to create another lab here in the States. Because of their relationship with Holly and some of the physicians Holly's been working with, they think that being at SUNY Adirondack would be a great opportunity. And so we've been in discussions with them for the past 6 months of really trying to figure out what space we might have. It kind of coincided with this grant application, and we said, you know, we thought we could build in, they don't need a lot of space, but we could build in space to bring that lab on campus, not only to be a service, obviously, to the larger community, but obviously for our students to see directly how a lab works, how an innovative testing procedure can really potentially be a game changer for healthcare. And so we just saw it as a wonderful opportunity to bring something really tangible to the region. So they would be the only lab of its kind on the East Coast, and they would be right here at SUNY Adirondack.
So this $10 million grant for this facility, mm-hmm, does this cover the entire cost, or is it going to be used with other funds to help complete the project?
So it'll cover the cost of construction, and then we've identified our foundation would be raising some money to help equip the facility in terms of, you know, classroom furniture and lab equipment, et cetera. But it would certainly give us the funds to be able to start construction.
And lastly, how does this grant, beyond expanding the educational opportunities for students in the area, but how does it strengthen the position of SUNY Adirondack in New York State, in upstate New York?
Well, certainly, I think making a very visible and tangible building and structure that says we are about workforce readiness, we want to be your partner in the business community, really puts the college in a very different position when you're not really saying it out loud, and yet you know you're doing it, and you're doing it piecemeal here and there, but to make it a very visible part of our campus and a part of what we want to do every day, I think will not only support the businesses that we already have, potentially attract new businesses through our partnerships with our economic development councils, and really could be a model of how other community colleges and entities could show this collaborative relationship. We know that our only survival is by working together as partners, and I think this just demonstrates that SUNY Adirondack wants to be a partner with the business community and operate together rather than separately.